Radiation. If the polluted air along with deadly food and water don't kill us, man-made radiation just might. As if the destructive power of oil isn't enough, humanity now has to contend with atomic weapons and leaking radiation from nuclear power plants. The issue was brought to the forefront following the devastation of Japan and the Pacific due to the ongoing leakage of deadly radiation from the 2011 tsunami-damaged Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactors. When the reactors were damaged by the 2011 tsunami, the world was brought to a near-extinction-level event, and the facility continues to spew dangerous radiation, although one has not heard much of this recently in the corporate mass media. The Fukushima No. 1 plant, located about 136 miles northeast of Tokyo, suffered three reactor core meltdowns after power to cooling pumps was lost following the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. It was the world's worst nuclear disaster since the explosion and fire at the Russian Chernobyl plant released radiation into the air in 1986. Since the 2011 tsunami, an ongoing series of misrepresentations and blunders have plagued the crippled plant. Much reliance was placed on a state-of-the-art advanced liquid processing system, ALPS project, designed to remove the most dangerous nuclides. However, the ALPS system proved functional only during periodic tests. In September 2013, the Japanese government and Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, officials admitted that radiation readings around the power plant were 18 times higher than they originally reported. In February 2015, Fukushima plant sensors detected a new leak of highly radioactive water being dumped into the sea. This water contained radiation contamination levels up to 70 times greater than previous leaks. By early 2014, radiation around the Fukushima plant had reached 8 times government safety guidelines, according to TEPCO, and the power company was still struggling to contain radioactive leaks. TEPCO attempted to reduce the radiation level by injecting water into the three crippled reactors, but this only created highly contaminated water. TEPCO's response has been plagued with problems. More than 100 tons of radioactive water spilled from a container during operations in early 2014. Officials said the irradiated water was erroneously thought to be contained within a building.